Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
More than a dozen families are making funeral plans after at least 18 people were killed this weekend in Chicago, and shootings left another 47 hurt. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with more.
The youngest victim is one-year-old Sincere Gaston. He was shot in the chest by someone who fired into his mother's car Saturday afternoon in Englewood as the pair drove from a laundromat. Towing company owner Early Walker and a handful of other business owners have offered a $25,000 reward in the case.
We are trying to pretty much find a solution for what has been Chicago a war zone.
Over an hour and a half yesterday morning, three people were killed in separate shootings. Chicago police say a 38-year-old man was killed in Little Village at 8:30 a.m. Earlier, 18-year-old Andrew Richards was shot to death in South Chicago, and a 19-year-old man fatally shot in Rogers Park. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A boy out for a bike ride is dead, and video of the crash is helping police make an arrest.
Last night, just before 7, police say a 13-year-old was in the bike lanes on South Lawndale Avenue in Chicago's Ashburn neighborhood when he was hit by a van. The teen was killed by the impact of the crash. The person behind the van drove off. Chicago police said the driver was arrested a few blocks away after investigators reviewed surveillance footage of the crash and were able to track down the van. Julie Mann, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Lovell Federal Healthcare Center in North Chicago is ready to initiate its reopening plan.
Lovell FHCC, as it is called, will be expanding face-to-face primary care and all specialty care at the main campus and its community-based outpatient clinic in McHenry. To limit patient traffic and maintain social distancing, all outpatient care will be provided by appointment only, except at the facility's emergency department, mental health outpatient clinic, and the COVID-19 respiratory clinics. Dave Marcette, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The reopening process begins today. This might be a good time for some company leaders to rethink their business models.
Since COVID-19 precautions kicked in earlier this year, and as some states slow their roll and step back, utilizing some precautions again, Terry Jones, founder of Travelocity and co-founder of Kayak.com, tells us this is the perfect time for some reevaluation.
Telemedicine, for example, was prohibited before COVID, and now in a recent survey, 40% of the people who tried it think it's great and want to continue. It's time to look at the opportunities that are created by change and also the problems and say, can I still do business the same way? I don't think so.
Jones, author of Disruption Off, says coronavirus or not, our constantly changing world is always disrupting what one business or another is doing. And he says older businesses don't always recognize or make use of the advantages they possess. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A 23-year-old man is dead and another 23-year-old hospitalized after a single car accident on I-80 in Lansing early today. Police say the car went out of control and hit a light pole along the I-80 exit ramp to Torrance Avenue. The driver was dead at the scene while the passenger was taken to a hospital for treatment of life-threatening injuries. The Naperville Park District is dropping its lawsuit against Governor Pritzker.
Last month, the Naperville Park Board sought a temporary restraining order, preliminary and permanent injunctive relief, and declaratory judgment against Governor Pritzker to, quote, restore the balance of power and local accountability. But this week, a majority of board members decided any extra litigation expenses weren't warranted because Phase 3 and 4 of Governor Pritzker's Restore Illinois plan gave them more flexibility in park operations. The Naperville Park District operates 136 parks, including Centennial Beach and the Naperville Riverwalk. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.